Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Chapter 95. The desirability of giving glad tidings on doing good deeds. قال الله تعالى عزيز الله الشيطان بسم الله. فبشر عباد الذين يستمعون القول فيتبعون أحسنه. So you convey glad tidings to my servants who listen to all that is said and then follow the best of it. قال الله تعالى يبشرهم ربهم برحمة منه ورضوان وجنات لهم فيها نعيم مقيم. Their sustainer gives them glad tidings of mercy and pleasure from him, and of gardens therein, there is everlasting comfort for them. قال الله تعالى وَأَبْشِرُوا بِالْجَنَّةِ الَّتِي كُنْتُمْ تُوعَدُونَ. And listen to the glad tidings of paradise which you were promised. قال الله تعالى فَبَشَّرْنَاهُ بِغُلَامٍ حَلِيمٍ. Surah Sa'afat. We then gave him the glad tidings of a boy who will be forbearing. Ismail as قال الله تعالى ولقد جاءت رسلنا إبراهيم بالبشرى. سوره هود. Our messengers had certainly come to Ibrahim عليه السلام bearing glad tidings. قال الله تعالى وامرأته قائمة فضحكت فبشرناها بإسحاق ومن وراء إسحاق يعقوب. سوره هود. His wife, who was standing there, began laughing. We then gave her the glad tiding of the birth of Ishaq, and after Ishaq, that of Yaqub alayhi salatu wasalam, yani Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam's wife. Qala Allah ta'ala, فَنَادَتْهُ الْمَلَائِكَةُ وَهُوَ قَائِمٌ يُصَلِّي فِي الْمِحْرَابِ أَنَّ اللَّهِ يُبَشِّرُكَ بِيَحْيَى. The angels then called out to him, Zakariya alayhi salam, when he was standing in prayer in the room, that Allah gives you the glad tidings of Yahya alayhi salam. Qala Allah ta'ala, إذ قالت الملائكة يا مريم إن الله يبشرك بكلمة منه اسمه المسيح. سورة آل عمران والآيات في الباب كثيرة معلومة. When the angel said to Maryam, Maryam, Allah gives you glad tidings of a word from him whose name is Masih, Isa عليه السلام. أما الحديث فكثير جدا وهي مشهورة في الصحيح منها. Verses in this regard are many and well known. As for hadith, they are numerous and well known. Among them are the following: one Ibn Ibrahim, wa yuqalu Abu Muhammad, wa yuqalu Abu Muawiyah, Abdullah ibn Abi Awfa radiyallahu ta'ala anna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam bashara Khadijah radiyallahu ta'ala anha bi baytin fil jannah min qasabin la sakhaba fihi wa la nasaba. Muttafaqun alayhi. Had Abu Ibrahim, who is also known as Abu Muhammad, Abu Muawiyah, Abu Abdullah, Abdullah ibn Abi Awfa radiyallahu ta'ala narrates that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam gave to Khadija radiyallahu ta'ala the glad tidings of a mansion of pearls in paradise. And there will be no noise in it and no tiredness. Bukhari Muslim. And Abu Ibrahim, who is also known as Abu Muhammad and Abu Muawiyah, Abdullah ibn Abi Awfa radiyallahu ta'ala narrates that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa ashabi wa azwarihi wa barak wa sallam gave to Khadija radiyallahu ta'ala the glad tidings of a mansion of pearls in paradise. There will be no noise in it and no tiredness. Bukhari Muslim. Sudan al-Ummi, our beloved mother, first mother, Hazrat Khadija al-Kubra radiyallahu ta'ala anha. She had such virtues. You know, out of the wives of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the greatest, Hazrat Aisha and Hazrat Khadija radiyallahu ta'ala anha. Such virtues. The first believer in accepting Rasulullah, the first believer when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam got to him, she was the first one to accept him, comfort him, zamiluni, and he came. So, and she had such virtues. So I said, what kanat? So if any Khadija, if I start talking about her, again, I have to keep talking about her. She has too many virtues. What kanat? She was everything. Huh? And she had such virtues in her. Subhanallah. And so Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and this is from Allah. Yes. Basharat. Now, لَمْ يَبْقَى مِنَ النَّبُوَّةِ إِلَّا الْمُبَشِّرَةِ. Nothing is left of النَّبُوَّةِ but مُبَشِّرَةِ. مَا الْمُبَشِّرَةِ يَا رَسُولُ اللَّهِ وَرَا مُبَشِّرَةِ رَؤْيَا صَادِقَةَ. يَا رَؤْيَا صَادِقَةَ. True dreams. أَلَا إِنَّ أَوْلِيَا اللَّهِ خَوْفٌ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلَا هُمْ يَحْزَنُونَ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَكَانُوا يَتَّقُونَ لَهُمُ الْبُشْرَى فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا. For them, بُشْرَى in the dunya and akhira. So بُشْرَى, مُبَشِّرَات, even true dreams, glad tidings a person gets. Sometimes a person wakes up, he sees a dream. Sometimes good interpretation, it's glad tidings in that sense. Also, when a teacher gives to his student, the sheikh gives his student glad tidings something. This is sunnah too, and also from the Quran. So there is glad tidings. So it gives more encouragement, more. But our mother, radiyallahu ta'ala, has a very great ihsan upon us. When we go to Makkah Mukarramah, we should not forget her. We should go to Jannatul Mu'alla to give salams to our mother. to visit, we should go visit our mother. And people don't go Mecca. When they go Mecca, they don't go to Jannat al-Mu'alla, the cemetery there. They don't go to the Qabristan there. But you should always remember the ahsan of the Khadija upon the ummah of Rasulullah is so great. And the year she passed away was the year when Rasulullah was very grieved. Two of his closest people passed away, Khadija al-Kubra, and the other one wasn't even a believer, Abu Talib. Amul Huzn, and that was after Sheikh bin Abi Talib, after the boycott of the Moroccan state. And Ammi Jan was very old and weaker. She was 40 when she married Rasulullah. Rasulullah was 25. Rasulullah, all his children besides Ibrahim radiallahu anhu with her. Huh? The great, the grandmother of Hassan and Hussein radiallahu anhu. The Nanima, the grandmother of Hassan and Hussein radiallahu anhu, like the grandfather of Hassan and Hussein radiallahu anhu, Sayyidina Rasulullah radiallahu anhu. Give her the best reward on behalf of the Ummah.